Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story during this Top 5 takes us right here to Iran, where the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has condemned the U.S. government's policy on the Iran nuclear deal. He warned against any wrong move regarding the agreement, and it will face the Islamic Republic's firm response.
ملت ایران محکم ایستاده است. این رو بدانند در قضیه برجام هر حرکت غلط نظام سلطه با عکس العمل جمهوری اسلامی روبرو خواهد شد. ما حرکتمون رو قدرتمندانه ادامه خواهیم داد. دشمن باید این رو احساس کند و بداند که زورگویی و قلدرمآبی هر جای دیگر جواب بدهد در جمهوری اسلامی ایران جواب نخواهد داد.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei noted that any retreat by Iran from its position will embolden the enemy. The leader also described the U.S. government as one of the most evil regimes in the world. He said during the nuclear talks, Tehran agreed to relinquish part of its rights, but Washington is now violating all of its commitments under the agreement.
مسئولین کشور به این نتیجه رسیدن که مذاکره کنن از بخشی از این حق خود صرف نظر کنن برای اینکه تحریم ها برداشته بشه و این کار رو کردن. امروز رژیم ایالات متحده آمریکا علی رغم همه قرارها، همه تعهدها، همه بحث های فراوانی که انجام گرفته است، برخورد او با این مذاکرات و با نتیجه مذاکرات یه برخورد کاملا ظالمانه، کاملا قلدرمآبانه، کاملا زورگویانه است.
Ayatollah Khamenei also said there is no room for retreat in Iran's policy when it comes to national interests. He described U.S. officials as liars who only think of their own illegitimate interests and do not want prosperity for other nations. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks in an address to a group of police cadets. Let's cross over to Atlanta, joined by Managing Editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what is it that the United States wants? Of course, we know that it was one of the parties signatories to the JCPOA. And of course, now since Donald Trump has grabbed the reins of power there, what exactly do you think the United States wants regarding the JCPOA?
Well, unfortunately, I would say it doesn't really matter what the United States wants. It matters what's the deep state, the neocons, and the Israelis and Saudi Arabia want. Because obviously Trump has made a deal with the Israelis and the Saudis that he will try to undermine the deal as much as he can. And this is why they came up with this fig leaf excuse that the missile program was somehow a violation, which it's not, because there's no nuclear capacity to that. But he does have some wiggle room, because Obama got the deal through by executive order with a very close vote. It's not a treaty, so the U.S. isn't blocked from imposing new sanctions, but it is a violation of the spirit of the deal. And I would counsel Iran to be very careful not to overreact. Let the business community that's going to lose all of the potential business with Iran, which the EU will be happy to get, Russia will be happy to get, China, Japan, they will love for the U.S. not to invest any money in Iran, because that's more business for them. And hopefully some lobby will develop here in the U.S. that it's crazy for U.S. businesses not to be able to participate in the rebuilding of Iran after all that we've subjected Iran to over decades of occupation through a puppet government with the Shah of Iran.
I mean, at this point in time, perhaps it's not even about from perhaps the Iranian side of things, not even really as far as the Americans getting in on all of this and investing in Iran, more than creating obstacles for others to get involved, because the Europeans and many others are willing, ready, and able, but it's even the United States who try to take some type of action against independent countries if they want to invest in Iran. What do you think can be done on that side of things?
Well, I think what can be done is what's being done, and that is you're seeing a new coalition forming, not that's really against the United States, but really to defend themselves from the what I call the bully United States sanctions regime, which is something that a lot of outside interests are pressuring, because no one wants to have business their business interests held hostage like this. This is a threat to their national interest. So what you're going to see now, and we have been seeing, is a very big push to come up with an alternate settlement systems, bartering. They're working very, very hard to isolate the huge financial control that the United States has over the world economy. Everyone now is beginning to see this as a big threat. And this is really the silver lining in all of this, is that you're going to see more and more people united and working together, that we have to be able to defend ourselves from banking domination by the U.S.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Atlanta, Georgia. This is Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today.